Shabbat Shalom. If you are like me, you spent a lot of time over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur reflecting on the year that had passed and thinking about what you will do with the fresh year ahead. In the past number of weeks, we have been thinking about all of the areas of our lives that need to change. Anywhere from a brief tweaking to a major overhaul, we meditated on the season of potential stretching out before us. Maybe we considered ways to take better care of ourselves, or we committed to new diet and exercise regimes. Perhaps we thought about making changes in our professional lives, or we wanted to be more present in our personal relationships. I don't know about you, but I intended to stop texting while I'm walking. And well, let's just say it's a work in progress. So how is everything going for you? How is everything coming along? I know all too well personally how hard it is to make lasting change. So if you aren't quite yet following through on your aspirations for the coming year, do not worry. Judaism has a lot to teach about implementing lasting change into our lives. I have distilled these ideas into three general concepts: flexibility, revision, and faith. First, meaningful change takes flexibility. This week, we start our Torah reading cycle once again. We go all the way back to the story of creation. The very first word in the Torah holds within it a sense of flexibility. We read, Bereshit bara Elohim. In a beginning, God created heaven and earth. It does not say the beginning, it says a beginning. And there is a world of difference in meaning between these two statements. The Torah seems to be implying that there might be more beginnings, many beginnings even. First, we have the story of creation, and then what follows is a second version of the story of creation. And we are left wondering which one is more valid. And we wonder, how can we hold two different narratives as valid at the same time? We are encouraged here to be flexible thinkers and to understand that there is often more than one beginning to any story. So when we are trying to implement new beginnings in our own lives, we need to remember that things are much more fluid than they would seem. We shouldn't get fixated on the idea of a New Year's resolution. For example, as of this date, I am never going to eat sugar again. We may resolve to change a behavior or start a new pattern or habit, but it might take time. None of us has complete control over the future, and our plans may not unfold in ways that we had imagined. We need to be able to adjust when events unfold in unpredictable ways. Two, meaningful change requires revising an idea until it is in its best form. We see in the beginning of Torah that things are unfolding and God is a God of process. God creates the world with Adam and Eve, but then in the generation of Noah, God decides that the world needs revision. God sends an enormous flood to destroy all the living creatures of the world except for Noah, Noah's family, and representatives of each of the kinds of animals, who are saved in order to repopulate the new world after the flood. God needed to revise creation based on a new reality. God had found that the human world as it was corrupt, immoral, and needed to be recast. We learn from this story that we can take something good, place it in the center, and let it redirect the growth. Noah was known to be the most righteous person of his generation, so God saved Noah and put him in the center of regeneration, of regenerating the next wave of human existence. Revision can take root when we choose to focus our emphasis in a new way. We see another new beginning in the story of the Tower of Babel. Human beings tried to elevate themselves to a godlike status and built a tower towards the heavens. God obliterated this display of arrogance, but this time, God did not destroy human beings altogether. Instead, God confused their languages so the people could not easily communicate with each other, and they dispersed all over the world. This was a refined solution. God knew that human beings could be arrogant, haughty, and immoral, and God's solution was to address their arrogance while keeping them alive. We learn from this that we too may need to come up with new solutions while implementing change. We too need to save what is worth saving while finding a way to eradicate problems. This takes sophistication and patience. 3, meaningful change takes hope and faith. When the Israelites left from Egypt, a newly freed people, they came upon the shores of the Red Sea, and all they saw ahead of them was water. Deep and far as the eye could see, it seemed that they were trapped, unable to pursue the new future they had imagined. They came to a roadblock that seemed impossible to overcome. And yet, the rabbis tell us that one of the Israelites, Nachshon, had enough faith to take the first few steps right into the water. He walked in, they say, all the way until the water reached his mouth, when his hope turned into reality and the water split apart, creating the passage to freedom. Likewise, many of our ancestors drew upon their faith and optimism when creating a new life for themselves. Many of our grandparents carried Judaica objects with them from the old world to America. Menorahs, candlesticks, teletote, and kiddush cups were objects that represented optimism and faith. My husband has a well-worn, discolored tallit from his great-grandfather, brought with him from Russia. We plan to make the atara, the portion of the tallit worn around the neck, for our daughter out of this beloved tallit for her bat mitzvah. Our ancestors' belief in a better future was the driving force that kept them on the path, and we pass down their hope. Whenever any one of us dares to make a change in our lives, it is an act of faith. Anytime we dare create something new, it is a symbol of hope. We need to believe in the future in order to build the future. God gave Adam the role of naming the animals during the story of creation. Naming is an act of optimism about a future. It's the same with us when we give names to our children. When Israel was first established, the people had to decide on a national anthem. They chose a symbolic song that would represent its historical significance. Originally penned in pre-Israel Palestine by an Austro-Hungarian Galician Jew, the song was a secular poem about the Jewish people's everlasting hope for a return to the land. This ultimately changed into a more spiritually driven text about faith and intimating that God's beneficence would ensure a Jewish future in the land. The anthem, of course, HaTikvah, which in English means the hope. So even though many of us tell ourselves each year as we make our way through the high holidays that we have an opportunity to start fresh and to tell our story from the beginning again, we need to remind ourselves that it is only Bereshit. It is only in a beginning of making change. We need to keep moving towards implementing that change with flexibility, revision, and hope. And above all, we need faith, which is the energetic principle that drives everything. With faith, we can begin again and again, our hearts full with the glow of potential unfolding. Shabbat Shalom.